No one has ever been forgiven of sin and justified before God by pilgrimages, fasts, penance, tithing, or any other religious rite. Justification is by faith, apart from works. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 reads, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That text is essential to an understanding of the Bible doctrine of justification by faith. It tells how the sinner receives the verdict, justified before God. Note the reading again. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To be justified is the blessing. Peace with God is the effect of justification, and faith is the method by which one enters into such a relationship with God that he is declared justified. Do you remember what it means to be justified? To be justified means to be declared just, to be acquitted of any and all guilt for sin, to be accepted before God as if one had never sinned. In fact, someone has suggested to be justified means to be just as if I'd never sinned. It is the act of God by which he declares that the one who has received forgiveness in Jesus Christ is fully acceptable before God. We've now come to the third aspect of our study of the doctrine of justification. We have observed first that justification is pronounced by God, and second, that justification is provided by Jesus Christ. Now the third observation is that justification is procured by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As God is the source of our justification, and the blood of Jesus Christ is the ground of our justification, so faith is the condition of our justification. The Bible makes great emphasis on the fact that justification is by grace through faith. Set in contrast to that is the repeated emphasis that justification is not by good works which a person can do or can have done for him. Neither is it what he is capable of doing by divine aid. Justification before God is based solely on his grace and man's faith, not on any kind of works of merit. And that's what the Bible means when it insists that we are saved by grace through faith. Hear these words of the Lord Jesus. "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now that reading encompasses 7 verses of Scripture in John chapter 3. And in those 7 verses, there are 8 references to the place of faith, called believe there, in the miracle of salvation. There is no substitute for faith in the Christian experience. Justification is received by faith. Now please understand that we do not speak of faith as if it were a payment by which we merit salvation from God. Not at all. One does not exchange faith for forgiveness like he would give money to a clerk in the store in exchange for certain merchandise. Faith is not a deed of merit. Christian faith means confidence in a person. It is surrender, a trust, a turning of confidence from every other person and thing to center it in God alone. Faith is not a payment for forgiveness. It is a sinner reaching out an empty and undeserving hand to receive what God offers to him as an act of grace. Man cannot merit or purchase forgiveness, but he must receive it. He can do nothing by which he can become justified before God, but he must receive the pronouncement of justification which God gives. And faith is the way a sinner receives the Savior. A patient goes to a physician with complaints of a certain symptoms of illness. After a thorough examination, the physician prescribes surgery. Now, the patient has confidence in the person of the physician, so he accepts the diagnosis and the prescribed treatment. He is taken into surgery, permits himself to be put to sleep, and surrenders his very life to the skill of that surgeon. Now, that is an expression of faith in the human realm. In like manner, a sinner goes to God. He confesses his problem with sin and asks for help. God prescribes the atonement effected by Jesus Christ in his death on the cross and resurrection from the grave. The sinner has confidence in God and surrenders himself to the saving work of Jesus Christ. Now that's the expression of faith in the divine realm. In each instance, faith was the expression of confidence in a person. In each instance, faith involves surrender to the care of that person. In each instance, faith was rewarded with the solution of the problem and the restoration of wholeness. No wonder the Bible calls for faith in Jesus Christ. Here are some typical verses which express that divine imperative. John concluded his account of the life and teachings of Jesus with these words, "Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." That is to say, the gospel according to John was written to lead people to faith in Jesus Christ and thus to salvation in him. Now that was the purpose of the entire revelation recorded in the Old Testament scriptures. Galatians 3:24 says, "The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith." How did justification come? By faith. Let us compare Romans 3:28 with Galatians 2:16. Romans 3:28 reads, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Galatians 2:16 reads, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." See, no one has ever been forgiven of sin and justified before God by works of righteousness such as pilgrimages, fasts, penance, tithing, or any other religious rite. Justification is by faith, apart from works. It is God who justifies, and he justifies on the basis of the merits of the sacrifice of his only begotten Son who died in behalf of sinners. He justifies those who come to him, claiming no merits other than the grace expressed in Jesus Christ, and who surrender to him upon the basis of their confidence alone. Such a person will find his faith is counted for righteousness. Father, it is so difficult for human nature to renounce its professed merits and to admit that in and of itself there is nothing good. It is so difficult for us to turn from all confidence in self and to place it in God alone. And yet, because that is the only way of salvation, grant that many may turn to you in that precious faith just now, for Jesus' sake. Amen.